Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Samantha from Watertown.
Hi, Samantha.
Good morning.
Samantha's a chemist, Kennedy. How are you feeling about competing against the chemist?
I don't know.
Kennedy, what's the symbol for tungsten on the periodic table of elements?
TG.
It's W. Oh. It's going to be a long day for you. That's the whole game tonight.
Oh, I have a good chemist pun, Dan.
Yeah.
You know why you can't trust an atom?
Why?
They make up everything.
All right, good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye, Kennedy. Samantha's not here for our chemistry jokes, Dan.
Well, so, I imagine it would be like somebody saying we work in radio and someone going, do your radio voice.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Samantha, you understand how this game works, right? We've got five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. She's focused, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi Goldberg revealed that she answers kids' letters to Santa at the post office. She says, I just feel like everybody needs a little help. It's a thing we can do, and it doesn't cost a lot. Where does Santa Claus live?
The North Pole.
Joe Rogan has the top podcast of 2025 on Apple. He's followed by The Daily at number two, and the Mel Robbins podcast is third. What is the name of Joe Rogan's podcast?
Not a clue.
Question number three. Stan Lee put a hyphen in Spider-Man's name because he didn't want him confused with Superman. Who's the main villain to Spider-Man portrayed by Willem Dafoe in the movies?
The Green Goblin.
A new Star Trek movie is in the works that's not connected to any of the previous ones. Which language from the Star Trek universe do hardcore Trekkies speak?
Klingon.
And question number five, Ariana Grande is gearing up for her long-awaited Eternal Sunshine tour, and she casually warned on Good Hang with Amy Poehler that this tour will be one last hoorah. Can you name three of the four exes named in Ariana's song, Thank You Next?
Pete Davidson, Mac Miller, and Sean something, Big Sean.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. That was pretty good.
I missed his cooking.
Yes, he is. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
My chemistry teacher said I had a problem when I was in high school, Kennedy. I said, nah. N-A, get it? Oh, did you hear that? The chemist laughed at that one, Dan.
We call
no,
it a laugh.
I think that was just trying to be polite.
Yeah, it might have been like
it was funny.
An awkward get me out of here, I don't know what to do laugh.
Samantha got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Congratulations. That's
yes.
fantastic.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg revealed that she answers kids' letters to Santa at the post office. She says, I just feel like everybody needs a little help. It's a thing we can do, and it doesn't cost a lot. Where does Santa Claus live?
The North Pole.
Tied at 1. Joe Rogan has the top podcast of 2025 on Apple. He's followed by The Daily at number 2 and the Mel Robbins podcast in 3rd. What is the name of Joe Rogan's podcast?
The Joe Rogan Experience?
2-1. Stan Lee put a hyphen in Spider-Man's name because he didn't want him confused with Superman. Who's the main villain to Spider-Man portrayed by Willem Dafoe in the movies?
The Green Goblin.
3-2. A new Star Trek movie is in the works that's not connected to any of the previous ones. Which language from Star Trek do hardcore Trekkies speak?
Klingon. Nerds.
Live long and prosper.
Love
4-3. Question number 5. Ariana Grande is gearing up for her long-awaited Eternal Sunshine tour, and she casually warned on Good Hang with Amy Poehler that this tour will be one last hoorah. Can you name 3 of the 4 exes named in Ariana's song Thank You Next?
Pete Davidson, Mac Miller. And no, Gary.
Big Sean.
Oh, right.
And some guy named Ricky.
Right.
Some guy named Ricky. 4-4 is the final score. Nice work, ladies.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Good job.
Yeah, you both did really well. Unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win with the 4-4 tie, Samantha. But you did win yourself 4 tickets to go see Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil, December 3rd at the Box Center at Wang Theater. Playing from November 26th through December 14th. You can buy tickets at boxcenter.org. Cool? Cool.
Nice.
Cool. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Samantha from Watertown, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Melissa from Kingston.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Same, girl.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Melissa?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $1,000. Kennedy's gone. Ooh. Into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
I think so.
Several of the supporting actors, including Nick Jonas and Danny DeVito, will rejoin the 4 leads in the upcoming Jumanji movie. Who is the star of the original Jumanji?
Oh, Robin Williams.
On Saturday Night Live over the weekend, Glenn Powell showed a video he made as a teenager set to Sugar, We're Going Down. Well, the band saw the video and loved it. Who sings Sugar, We're Going Down?
Fall Out Boy, I think.
Question number 3. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives Season 3 reunion trailer reveals what date the show will drop and a new host. What state does that show take place in?
I don't know. We'll say Arkansas.
Question number 4. The first trailer for the live-action Moana dropped online. Finish the hook from The Rock's big song, You're Welcome. Take a listen.
What can I say? Except
you're welcome
for the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay.
You're welcome.
Finish the lyric.
Oh, God, because Maui's that kind of guy. Yeah.
And question number 5. Right. Walton Goggins plays the Grinch in Walmart's holiday ad campaign. Walton Goggins has been in 2 different HBO Max shows in 2025. Can you name them both?
Oh, no. I don't even know. Let's say Euphoria and you.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I feel like, Melissa, you've played Can't Beat Kennedy before, haven't you?
I have a couple times, yes. No, I have not won.
All right, well, $1,000.
I cannot beat her yet.
Let's see if we can get it done this morning. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Melissa got 2 out of 5
right. All right, well done.
I don't know if today's going to be the day. Let's the wheels come off the bus completely.
I don't know. These are tough, Kennedy. You could fall apart right now. I'm not rooting for it, but maybe a little. Question number 1. Several of the supporting actors, including Nick Jonas and Danny DeVito, will rejoin the 4 leads in the upcoming Jumanji movie. Who is the star of the original Jumanji?
Robin Williams.
Tied at 1. On SNL over the weekend, Glenn Powell showed a video he made as a teenager set to Sugar We're Going Down. While the band saw the video and loved it, who sings Sugar We're Going Down?
It's the one, not Panic at the Disco. It's Pete Wentz.
Fall Out Boy is the answer I was looking for, Kennedy. 2-1 for Melissa.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah. Pete Wentz is in that band. How young is he? That he was a teenager when that song came out. That one made me
feel
old.
He's like 35.
I don't know. Seems like that song hasn't been out that long, but I guess it has. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives Season 3 reunion trailer reveals which date the show will drop and a new host. Which state does the show take place in?
Utah.
It is Utah, tied at 2. The first trailer for the live-action Moana dropped. Finish the hook from The Rock's big song, You're Welcome.
What can I say? Except you're welcome for the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay, you're welcome.
No.
I'm just an ordinary demigod.
There it is.
3-2, question number 5. Walton Goggins plays the Grinch in Walmart's holiday ad campaign. He has been in 2 different HBO Max shows in 2025. Can you name them both?
Righteous Gemstones and White Lotus.
That's it.
Nice good pull.
Job. Yeah, good job, Kennedy.
Sugar We're Going Down came out in 2005. It is 20 years old.
Wow. How is that humanly possible, Kennedy?
Time keeps ticking.
I was like a sophomore in high school when that song
came
out.
That's insane. 3-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, Melissa. Yeah. You don't get the $1,000, but thank you for calling back in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, it's always fun, but I'm Melissa from Kingston, and I still can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Landon from Winthrop.
Hi, Landon.
Hey, Kennedy, what's up?
You know, this guy. Sorry.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
We can't have two Carsons in here.
Yeah, but he giggled, so I win.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing, good luck.
You leave the comedy to me. There, now I'm Kennedy.
It's like Freaky Friday in here.
Oh, all right, Kennedy's gone. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. Unfortunately, that is an L for you. She is over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is unfolding right now. Question number one. Comedian Nate Bargatze officially announced yesterday that he is moving forward to create Nateland, Nashville's first theme park in almost 30 years. There is already a theme park in Tennessee named after a celebrity. What's it called?
That would be Dollywood, I believe.
A Limp Bizkit show in Estonia has been canceled because their lead singer once called Vladimir Putin a great guy with clear moral principles and supported Russia's annexation of Crimea. Who is Limp Bizkit's lead singer?
Oh, heavy. That's Fred Durst.
Was that said in sarcasm or is that something he believed?
I think he might just be dumb. I haven't researched it.
Question number three. Ariana Grande is gearing up for her long-awaited Eternal Sunshine tour, and she casually warned that this could be one last hoorah. Name this Ariana Grande song. Take a listen.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
Name the song.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Favorite things.
Question number four. Jelly Roll shaved his face for the first time in 10 years, and fans are apparently losing their minds. His wife broke the news in a video she posted. What is his wife's name?
Oh, gosh. It's something crazy. It's like BB or... It's another one.
Another one. Question number five. Jennifer Lawrence says it's no fun working on a movie for a year and a half, only to find out that everyone thinks it sucks.
I bet.
No word on which movie she was referencing. J-Law has won an Oscar once before for a movie she did with Bradley Cooper. Name that movie.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Back on the board. Let's get Kennedy into the studio, please.
Okay. Landon's got the pipes, man.
Yeah, Landon. You ever thought about a radio career?
No.
Good, don't. The industry's dying. Stay away.
We don't need any more competition.
Yeah. We're hanging on by a thread over here. Whatever you're doing, it's better off for you. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Landon got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are difficult. He's got a 1-year-old, too, I hear, Kennedy.
Oh.
Probably not. And what?
And a dog in the car. And a wife in the car, too.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, family.
Yeah. What's your wife's name?
Suzanne.
All right, what was harder, having a 1-year-old or these questions?
Man, good one. Probably these questions today.
All right, these are tough. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Did I tell you you got 3 out of 5 right?
Mm-hmm.
Comedian Nate Bargatze officially announced yesterday that he's moving forward to create Nateland, Nashville's first theme park in almost 30 years. There's already a theme park in Tennessee named after which celebrity?
Dolly Parton.
Excuse me, what is the park called?
Dollywood.
That is correct. I understand it's a collaboration with Storyland.
I did not know that part.
Tie to one, question
That's
number
cool.
two.
Storyland.
Thank you.
A Limp Bizkit show in Estonia has been canceled because their lead singer once called Vladimir Putin a great guy with clear moral principles. and supported Russia's annexation of Crimea. Who is Limp Bizkit's lead singer?
Fred Durst.
Fred Dum Dum Durst. Yes, tied it to her. Ariana Grande is gearing up for her long-awaited Eternal Sunshine tour, and she casually warned that it could be one last hurrah. Name this Ariana Grande song.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
Name the song.
Seven Rings.
Seven Rings, 3-2. Jelly Roll shaved his beard, Kennedy, for the first time in a decade. His wife broke the news in a video she posted. What's her name?
Bunny.
4-2. Question number five.
Yeah.
You were right there. You were right there, Landon. Mm-hmm. Question number five.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence says it's no fun working on a movie for a year and a half, only to find out that everyone thinks it sucks.
Mm.
No word on which movie she was referencing. Any guesses?
No, I can't think of a movie she was in that failed, but I don't know.
J-Law won an Oscar once before for a movie she did with Bradley Cooper. Name that movie.
Silver Linings Playbook.
That is it.
Smoked. You're not the first. You won't be the last, bud.
But we had a good time.
It was great. It was great. Yeah. I'm going to hear that Seven Ring song for the rest of my life.
I love how you're always like, but didn't we have fun after you grind their bones into dust?
I didn't grind bones into dust. I just don't.
That's how I took it.
I need everyone to like me, Dan.
I like you.
Okay. Done.
We like you, Kennedy. You're good.
No, thanks.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Lanny. You don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yep, I'm Landon and Suzanne and Dash from Winthrop, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Judith.
Hi, Judith.
Good morning.
On the way to a museum in Wenham, is that correct?
Yeah, the Wenham Museum.
Oh, what's that about?
It's a children's museum. They have like model trains and other stuff. I'm with my 3-year-old in the back of the car.
Oh, fine.
We just thought you were super big into model trains.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that. Definitely.
All right, Judith.
No, nothing wrong with it.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy this morning, and you win yourself $1,000. You know how I know this? Because I saw our boss, Sal, lingering again. Up and down the hallways, wanting to know how things were going to go. All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Judith, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, and just a reminder to the rule that if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you, and we can't give you the money. Question number one, a high school art teacher's social media has gone viral because everyone says he is a doppelganger for this star from King of Queens. Name the actor comedian who stars on that show.
I don't know.
All right, question number two. Martha Stewart is creating cocktail recipes for this rapper who is her longtime friend. Who is he?
I don't know.
Question number three. The Simpsons killed off longtime church organist Alice Glick on Sunday. Spoiler alert. She dropped dead during a sermon. She's been a part of the show for 35 years. What town do they live in The Simpsons?
Springfield.
Question number four. This rapper filed a petition to cancel the U.S. trademark for an Australian beach brand called Swim Shady. He says the name could lead people to believe he's associated with the company. Who is he?
Eminem.
And question number five. This actor says the blood vials that he and Angelina Jolie wore weren't that big a deal that the media made them out to be. What is his name?
Can you say that one again?
Sure. This actor says the blood vials that he and Angelina Jolie wore weren't that big of a deal, and the media made it out to be more than what it was. Who is he?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We appreciate you not knowing and moving on.
Yep, you're brief. That's helpful.
I live my life. Chop, chop.
I don't know if it's going to help you win $1,000, though. Here we go, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Okay.
I have Judith getting 2 out of 5.
Okay, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A high school art teacher's social media has gone viral because everyone says he's a doppelganger for the star from King of Queens. Name that actor comedian.
Oh, Kevin James.
Have you seen this?
It is Kevin James.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
100%.
I believe it is. But yesterday...
Doesn't he have a new movie coming out, and isn't that what it's about?
But did you see the video yesterday?
No.
I don't know if it is or not. I think it is, but it could not be. It's a great, great promo if it is. Let's see. We have 1-0. Question number 2. Martha Stewart is creating cocktail recipes for this rapper, who is her longtime friend. What is his name?
Snoop Dogg.
Yes, for Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's liquor brand. 2-0. Question number 3. The Simpsons killed off longtime church organist Alice Click on Sunday. She dropped dead during a sermon. She's been a part of the show for 35 years since season 2. Spoiler alert, Kennedy. What town do they live in?
Springfield.
3-1. Question number 4. This rapper filed a petition to cancel the U.S. trademark of an Australian beach brand called Swim Shady. He says the name could lead people to believe he's associated with the company. Who is he?
Eminem.
It's a great name.
Lighten up, Francis.
It's a great name. 4-2. Question number 5. This actor says the blood vials that he and Angelina Jolie wore weren't that big of a deal that the media made them out to be. Who is he?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes, Billy Bob Thornton is correct.
Partners that wear each other's blood vials have a 100% breakup rate.
Not wrong.
Angelina Jolie, Billy Bob, MGK, Megan Fox.
Didn't they get back together?
For now.
Okay.
Yeah. If you wear somebody else's blood, you're going to break up with them. Because that's insane.
All right. So Kennedy gets the win 5-2.
Is it?
I don't think I can argue with the team.
I keyed.
You don't get the money, but thank you for calling in. Enjoy the museum today.
Yeah, have fun.
Thank you very much.
Don't steal anything like they did from that museum at the Louvre. What do you want to say to
that museum over there?
That museum over there.
The France Museum.
You know, that place with the thing.
Yeah, with the big, the thing on top, the diamond glass thing.
All the old paintings and stuff.
I'm a cultured man. What can I say? What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Judith from Summerville, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.